Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. I don't care what corner of the country you're in. I don't care what part of Canada you're in. You could be overseas. I'm glad that you're here. You can always listen on the free Audacy app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Sirius XM 158. Thank you to everybody listening on our many affiliates. And if you got a smart speaker, you can always ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Super producer and host Dave Shepard is holding it down in New York City on the boards. And a couple of hours north of New York City, the Boston Celtics just lost Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Miami comes back to beat them, starts smacking them around in the fourth quarter. The final score, 123-116. A matter of fact, let me correct myself. The beatdown really started in the third, because the Boston Celtics, they led at halftime 66-57. And then we moved into the third quarter, where the Miami Heat went nuts from downtown. Miami scores 46 points in the third. They outscore the Celtics 46-25. Jimmy Butler leads the way tonight with 35 points, 7 assists, and 6 steals. And Jason Tatum, despite scoring 30 points, between him and Jaylen Brown, who had 22 points, man, they only took a combined 7 shots in the fourth quarter. This was not a good night to end, or a good end of the night for the Celtics. And we've seen this, where they look absolutely amazing, and at other times they look like they've lost their mind. I mean, you can go ahead and blame head coach Joe Mazzulla, or you can blame the guys that are out there on the court. There's enough blame to go around for everybody. We're going to hear some of the plays and some of the action from this game momentarily. If you missed the first hour of the show, we took some time to show love to Nikola Jokic. We heard from some of the stars in the NBA who have started to really shower him with praise. Interesting timing now that he's just busting everybody's ass. We talked about James Harden. It's been reported that he wants to be a free agent. He wants a 4-year contract where he can be free to be James Harden, whatever that means. I guess lots of strip club trips and airplane rides all across the country while the season is going on. Manny Machado has a broken hand. Domingo Germán of the Yankees been suspended for 10 games because of sticky stuff. And so we got a whole lot to do. An hour from now, I'm going to bring you a new top 6 list. We're going to look at some of the biggest prospects to ever enter into the NBA. And so we'll do that an hour from now. Alex Smith is bashing head coach of the New York Jets, Rob Saleh. So we got a busy night. But let's get back to this Heat-Celtics series, where Miami now leads 1-0 after winning 123-116. I told you it was pretty much bombs away starting in that third quarter. At halftime, Boston led 66-57, and in the third, the Boston Celtics forgot what defense was. allowing the Heat to score 46 points. It continued on. They started knocking down shots in the fourth. Jimmy Butler got busy. You could take a listen here on the Heat Radio Network. Man, he knocked down a two, extending the lead even more in the fourth. Listen to this.
Here's Jimmy. White in front. Pump fakes, bottom of the circle. Spins, fires. Nothing but nylon for Jimmy G. Buckets.
Like DJ Khaled said, and I guess it's appropriate because DJ Khaled is from Miami, Jimmy Butler hit him with another one.
Jimmy, left baseline, right baseline jumper. He got it to go. I got to transpose in this place because we're sitting in a terrible spot. 31 for Jimmy.
Shout outs to Jason Jackson from the Miami Heat. I wonder if we'll, maybe not. I wonder if we'll hear a Struce juice tonight. I hope not. But Jason Jackson, this man, he's sitting in a terrible spot. Yeah, they put the announcers higher up. They used to be on the floor, but they realized, hey, we can actually sell these seats. Who cares where the announcers sit? Let's make some money. But anyway, something that Jason Jackson did see in a crucial, critical moment was Jason Tatum actually getting the basketball and then turning it over. He did that quite a few times. Listen to this.
Hand off to Tatum, 10 on the shot clock. Top of the arc, he's trying to shake Struce. Nowhere to go. Max holding his ground. Picks up his dribble. Right to Jimmy for another pick. That's number six. Jimmy gets buckets, and he also gets the ball.
Not only did Jimmy Butler have the 35 points, but yes, he had six steals tonight. He had five rebounds to also go along with seven assists. Jimmy Butler had one of those Jimmy Butler playoff games. He went nuts. He went crazy. Not only did he steal the ball, I told you about his assists, seven of them. Jimmy Butler's like, yeah, I got the rock now. Here, Caleb Martin, do something with it.
Butler with the rock. That's a screen from Bam to the right if he wants it. He uses it. Cut off by Brogdon, spins, counters, gets it to Martin for three. It's in! It's in! It's in! Caleb Martin puts the Heat up seven.
Caleb Martin can knock down a three. We know that. Jimmy Butler, not the greatest three-point shooter in the world. Jimmy Butler certainly capable of knocking down threes, does it quite frequently. Tonight, he went 2 of 4 from downtown, including this one that was basically a shut-up-and-go-home three.
Letting Bam work on the other side. They gave him some room. Horford all over. He has to get off the ball. Get it to Jimmy. Three left on the shot clock. He elevates for three. Leaned in. It bounced up and in. Jimmy Butler has lost his mind. 34 points. 2 of 4 from the land of milk and honey.
And then Jimmy Butler went to the free throw line and became one of those games. Let's foul him and, you know, try to extend the game. Maybe they'll miss some shots. That's how Jimmy Butler ended up with 35. Here's the final call from the Heat Radio Network.
Brown elevates, fires a three. He misses, rebound by Struce. That should do it. Tick tock, tick tock. Maximus crossed the timeline. Oh, they're unhappy. Gang Green already given the booze after game one. And this one belongs to the Heat. 123-116. In New York, you had to do it in the mud. But just like this Heat offense exploded in Milwaukee, they do it here in Boston to take the 1-0 series lead.
Yeah. Joe Mazzulla currently speaking to the media. Can't wait to hear what he sounds like. Every conversation with the media, it sounds like he's in the waiting room at the dentist office. But the Celtics, they stunk. They blew this away. Celtics last led about halfway through the third quarter as they got blazed in that third. Miami just saying, hey, we got this. How much do we got it? Here's 46 points. In the third quarter, Boston Celtics outscored the Heat 25-20. They outscored them every other part of the game except for in the third. And by the time they tried to get back on a roll to actually win the game, with a little less than 5 minutes left, the Celtics' possessions went like this. Jaylen Brown missed the three. Al Horford, typically sure-handed, turned the ball over. You heard the turnover from Tatum. Malcolm Brogdon missed a free throw. Tatum turned the ball over. Tatum turned the ball over again. And the Boston Celtics, yeah, they choked this game away. They were not consistent at all. And Jimmy Butler, he spoke on TNT after the game, and he said, hey, here with the Miami Heat, it's all about the team.
It just shows the group of guys that we have. So many different guys step up in so many different ways, night in and night out. We've been doing it all year. Everybody's poised. Everybody's confident. Everybody's comfortable. Play some good basketball.
They did. They played good basketball. They won the game. They came back and won the game. Tatum had 18 points at halftime. Tatum was being lauded for his performance by the time we pulled up to the half. And right now, Tatum again, he's just being destroyed all over the place for his turnovers. He had 30 points tonight, but a lot of the focus will be on where did you go and why was the ball not going into the hoop and actually going over to the Miami Heat. At one point in time, Tatum looked like he wanted to take a shot and in midair decided to pass the ball right to the Heat defender next to him, I believe was, yes, Jimmy Butler. And so Tatum has been getting smacked around. And it was a massive point before the game even got started to say, who is going to defend Jason Tatum, who just went for 50-plus in a Game 7 to get the Philadelphia 76ers the hell up on out of here? Is it going to be Jimmy Butler? Is it going to be Bam Adebayo? Jimmy Butler started the game on Jason Tatum. And Tatum at the end, yeah, he was turning the ball over. Jimmy Butler was asked about defending Tatum. This is what Butler had to say.
Stay down, don't foul, make everything difficult for him. But you got to guard him with all five bodies out there on the floor. I think we did an excellent job of that. But we still got another one to win.
I think the bigger issue or the larger issue here for the Boston Celtics tonight wasn't so much the defense or the turnovers. Yes, that certainly played a role. It was their own defense in defending the Miami Heat. Like, what gives? Yeah, Jimmy Butler is one of the best players in the league. He's not incapable of going out there and dropping 35, but letting everybody eat? 46 points in the third quarter. There's no excuse for that. What was going on with Boston coming out of halftime 66-57? And that would fall on head coach Joe Mazzulla. 46 points in the third quarter? Everybody on the Miami Heat, they were pretty much contained here at halftime. And then they erupted. And I guess Jason Jackson, even Strus, he had a slow start. Hey, Shep, you found a Strus juice?
Which is for you, JR.
For me, I don't want no. That sounds nasty. I don't want
no, I don't mean. What I mean by that is the vivaciousness and the absolute elation when Jason Jackson says and describes a Max Strus three in any point of the game.
Vivaciousness of Strus juice.
Yes.
Yeah, just play it. Play it anyway. Not for me.
Oh, gotcha.
Bam. Hesitation. Pump fake on William. Fakes the pass. Picks it back out top to Love. He leaves it for Strus. Right hand dribble, right side. Fake back and forth. Now elevates, fires a three. Nothing but net. Our first dose of our daily allowance of Strus juice.
Strus juice.
You're going to be having nightmares, and you know it.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Now, I've been listening to this man talk about Strus juice for what? He's been saying this crap for a month?
Listen, man, ever since they upset that one seed in Milwaukee, that's all we're going to get the next couple of weeks. And it might be a month because they're looking like they're going to be NBA Finals bound, JR.
I don't know, man. It's one game. And I know you said before the break you wouldn't be shocked if they swept the Celtics.
I wouldn't be.
I think that's a stretch there. I think it's going to continue to be competitive outside of that third quarter. I mean, the Celtics had this. They fell apart. It's a tale of two halves. I wouldn't be shocked if going into the next game, the Celtics held on and won. We got two good teams. They're equally deserving of being in the Eastern Conference Finals. And I don't know if we'll run around here and see about a sweep. But I'll tell you this much. If you're a Heat fan, you have to be encouraged by what you saw tonight. You have to feel real happy about what you probably have been saying a long time. But you got to be honest here. There were a lot of Heat fans asking for this team to tank. What are we doing? Why are we still competitive? We're not going to win anything. What are we doing? Why do we have Kevin Love? Kyle Lowry is a bum. Kyle Lowry woke up today and said his 15 points off the bench. He knocked down three threes. You got a bunch of undrafted guys on this team. The Miami Heat tonight from downtown went 16 of 31. That's 51% from three. Everybody who was worthwhile had one except for Duncan Robinson, and he's probably the best three-point shooter on the whole squad. And so the Miami Heat walk away with a victory tonight, 123 to 116. Jimmy Butler erupts, 35 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, and 6 steals. I don't think anybody can really be shocked about Jimmy Butler in the playoffs. I know he has the nickname Jimmy Buckets. Man, they're going to have to start calling this dude in the playoffs. Just call him Jimmy the God. He's out there just owning and lighting everybody up. Let's see how the Celtics bounce back in game two. They couldn't win this first one at home. Let's talk about it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Miami snatches one from the Celtics to open up the Eastern Conference Finals. Jimmy Butler snatched up their wigs. He wins. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. We'll get into DeMar DeRozan crapping on a lot of NBA players. We got a top six list coming at the top of the hour. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I do think you're one of the best people in radio right now, hands down. I've heard everybody. You got the gift, and I appreciate, you know, your intelligence and your honesty.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The Miami Heat just beat the Celtics 123 to 116. Jimmy Butler, 35 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, 6 steals, forcing turnovers, critical and crucial turnovers against Jason Tatum late in the game. And the Miami Heat, they pretty much won this game in the second half. They held on, but really blew them out in the third quarter, putting up 46 points. Everybody got a piece of the action for the Miami Heat. Bam Adebayo, 20. Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, Caleb Martin, and Kyle Lowry. They all had 15 points. Every single one of them. Kevin Love contributing as well. 8 points, 6 rebounds. Was able to knock down 2 threes. I'm sure everybody in Cleveland would have loved a little bit of Kevin Love, you know, in their series. But right now he's on the Heat. Starting, not playing a ton of minutes, but still being a solid contributor when he's out there out on the court. And so we'll see what takes place. You got to respect the Miami Heat because these are a bunch of dudes who go out there and they play hard. There's no highly touted superstar that came into the league here for the Miami Heat. There was nobody that you said, oh, it'd be a generational talent. Kevin Love, obviously, at the end of his career, we know about, you know, his expectations out of UCLA and going to the Wolves. Jimmy Butler had to work for everything. Bam Adebayo had to work for everything. Kyle Lowry, a gritty dude coming out of Villanova, out of Philly. Like, this is not like the all prospect list that we're going to get into at the top of the hour. You got to appreciate the Miami Heat because they battle, they fight. They're a legitimate basketball team. They're not a one guy, hey, go take over and just win. They have one of those in Jimmy Butler, but nobody's going to look at this Heat team and call them a bunch of quitters. Not at all. You actually have to respect how they play the game. And there's always so much. This is, you almost want to put it in quotation marks right now about the Heat culture. But it's legitimate. You know, Pat Riley has these dudes running around in conditioning drills, and Eric Spoelstra is basically his right hand, handpicked by Pat Riley to run this team. And you got to appreciate how they play as they go up tonight 1-0. And that's going to lead me into some comments made recently by DeMar DeRozan. Yes, DeMar DeRozan actually speaks. You might have heard the guy talk or open up his mouth, you know, maybe one other time before, but he speaks. And for whatever reason, at this stage of his career, DeMar DeRozan was sitting down on Paul George's podcast. Yeah, Paul George, the guy who can't stay healthy, but I guess he has a podcast now. And DeMar DeRozan, I just told you the Miami Heat players play hard. DeMar DeRozan said, we got a lot of crap players in the NBA that don't give a damn about playing hard. This is what he said to Paul George on his podcast. Podcast P. What a dumbass name. Listen to this.
We do guys a lot of sorry motherfuckers in the league. I'm gonna be honest.
No cap.
I'm the type of dude, I keep my opinions myself. I chill. I play the backseat. But being in the league so long, you realize how many motherfuckers don't love the game of basketball, who take it for granted, who feel so entitled, who just want everything that come with it, but don't want to put the work in. Mm-hmm. It's so frustrating. You know what I mean? Like, we played in an era where you had to, like, earn everything. So you got so many guys coming in thinking, like, they just should be playing because they homeboy told them they nice. Mm-hmm. And it's like, bro, you're not good. So I definitely got Bron's standpoint of that because you'll be surprised.
It's a good, what is it, 450 of us? It's a good 75 to 100.
Stinks.
Stinks. Good dudes, though.
I love it. I like when NBA players are just throwing jabs and just throwing, I don't want to call it shade, just throwing jabs. Why not?
Who are they?
Who are they who?
I mean, if you're going to throw those jabs, at least throw a haymaker. Who are the guys that you want to throw under the bus? I mean, don't tease us like this.
Can we start somewhere first?
Sure.
I mean, the NBA has been real buddy-buddy for years. Like, there's no need for DeMar DeRozan to just throw haymakers. DeMar DeRozan never speaks. I can't remember the last time he sat down for anything. And then B, it's like anybody. Active players, they don't speak.
It's true.
They don't talk because they don't want to alienate any of their future teammates. And so, for right now, he's going to speak in generalities. I got no problem with that.
So the last time I heard him speak was his daughter, JR. It was only because his daughter made such a fuss about the free throws and her screaming.
Yeah, right. Well, he doesn't speak, and so I think it's worthwhile that he says something now. And DeMar DeRozan, yeah, throw people under the bus. I got no problem. Nobody's going to alienate their future teammates, their current teammates. I think what he said was enough. There's a reason that Dwight Howard is playing in Taiwan and that he now feels that he can name names because he's out the league. Listen to this knucklehead.
Julius Randle, come on.
Oh, no, let me stop.
Ben Simmons, come on, man.
Shoot, ain't nobody beating us, boy. Clay, you can slide down here too, my boy. DeAndre Ayton, you and CP3, come on. KD? Come on, KD. Oh, you know who? Hey, they talking about him going back to Houston, but I think this might be a better look. James Harden, come on down here too, boy.
Come on. So there's a difference here. You got one guy in the NBA building himself. He already has a sterling resume if you think about DeMar DeRozan. He's done everything for the most part except for talk and win a championship. The fact that they traded him for Kawhi, sent him to the Spurs, they win a championship there. And not the nicest thing. But DeMar DeRozan, solid career, six-time All-Star, one of the best mid-range players in the game, has been durable. It's kind of crazy to know that he's been balling in the league since it's 2009. He's about to turn 34. He's respected. Meanwhile, you got Dwight Howard, not necessarily respected by a lot of people in the NBA for how he's carried himself and a lot of his jokes. And he's 37 years old. He's in Taiwan. And I guess in Taiwan, he can now sit around and throw names around about people who've been eliminated in the postseason, while Dwight Howard, he's basically been eliminated from the NBA. Not too tough. Jimmy Butler just spoke to the media, spoke to TNT, said, yeah, we beat Boston tonight, and it was important to do so. Take a listen to this.
Very much critical. We want to win as many games as we can in the shortest amount of time as we can. We did our job tonight. Like I said, we got another one to get in 2 days, I think.
Well, yeah. We'll win another one. If they walk away from Boston with two victories, I mean, well, damn. That is tough. That's beyond tough. Boston should just slap the living hell out of itself if they lose two games at home. They don't deserve to win the series if that's the case. Eric Spoelstra, head coach of the Miami Heat, he just spoke as well. And after Jimmy Butler's 35 points and 6 steals, Eric Spoelstra just showered this man with praise.
You can't quantify it. There's no analytic to it. Just the feeling of stability in the locker room, even when you're down 9 in the first half and we played poorly. But you have to credit Boston, because they made us play poorly. there's just a settling effect that it's impossible to quantify. That, like, all right, we're in striking distance. Let's just settle into our game. And, Jimmy will make a bunch of plays. Bam will make a bunch of plays. And we'll be all right. And everybody can just fit into their roles. But that's what the great players, do.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler came from a whole lot of nothing. Jimmy Butler, it looks like he's going to be on his way into the Basketball Hall of Fame. That's not an exaggeration, the way he plays. And I don't know if he's going to win a championship, but the fact that he's been so close, and whether it's the bubble or now, and how he plays when the games matter the most, he's the anti-James Harden. How about that? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Head coach of the Boston Celtics, Joe Mazzulla, just finished speaking with the media. I'm sure this was a painful experience for him. I'm sure it was a painful experience for everyone who had to listen to him speak. I'm going to share that painful experience with you on the other side of the break. And then I want to bring up some comments made by Draymond Green and then also Steve Kerr. Just talking about not only the Golden State Warriors' chance to go back and win a championship, but Draymond Green also had some comments about Victor Wembanyama. I guess Victor Wembanyama, when he gets into the league, he'll be someone who wants to play hard. He won't fall into that category of sorry, you-know-whats that DeMar DeRozan thinks exists. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We'll do that. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler, 855-212-4CBS. And then at the top of the hour, I'll give you a list. Top 6 NBA prospects that we have ever seen.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, such a fan of yours, man. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you don't always get the most sane of callers, but you always handle it with such professionalism. And I really appreciate your content you put out, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
We're going to hear from the world's most miserable-sounding loser, Boston Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla, momentarily. We know Miami won tonight, 123-116, to take a 1-0 series lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. I want to divert your attention momentarily to, I don't know if it's huge news. This has been discussed for a few weeks, for a few months, and I guess now that their season is over, it's actually picking up steam. And this involves the Golden State Warriors. Shams has reported that their general manager, basically their president of basketball, Bob Myers, who has just pretty much just led the Golden State Warriors for the better part of a decade now, that they have had no substantial contract extension talks in months, and everybody is pretty much bracing for the likelihood that Bob Myers could walk away from the team. Now, Bob Myers did not draft Steph Curry. He did not draft Klay Thompson. They were there. He was important in bringing in Steve Kerr. He obviously kept the team together. He's won multiple Executive of the Year awards. And the Golden State Warriors, I don't want to say that they are a team in flux, but they are. You look at the contract that was given to Jordan Poole last year. You look at the punch that Draymond Green decided to levy out onto Jordan Poole. Draymond Green even admitted that if he didn't punch him, that maybe things would have been different here in this offseason. And you even think about Draymond Green. Like, what the hell is going on with his own contract extension? Steve Kerr talked about that just a couple of days ago during exit interviews. And Steve Kerr talked about how important Draymond is to the squad. Listen to this.
If Draymond's not back, we're not a championship contender. We know that. I mean, he's that important to winning and to who we are. So I absolutely want him back. He's a competitor. He's an incredible defensive player. We can check all those boxes, and he and I have built a really special relationship that has run the gamut, you know, over the years. We've had our share of run-ins, but we've been through so much. We really care about each other and work together well.
Well, damn, Draymond Green gonna have to give him a cut of his check. I mean, all that buttering up, but it's true. If the Golden State Warriors did not have Draymond Green, I don't know what player exists in the NBA that's, I want to say, plug and play. Draymond Green is perfect for that team. It's not necessary for him to score. He excels defensively. He excels in passing the ball. He excels in rebounding. He does everything that you don't necessarily want Steph Curry or Klay Thompson to have to do. And so I certainly believe Draymond Green, as much as he wants to get paid, I think it's smart for them, for right now at this moment, to go ahead and bring him back. There's certainly been conversations about, oh, well, imagine him ending up in Detroit, and they just paid Jordan Poole. Let's see how things work out. The part that sucks is what I just reported to you, is that the man who helps make these decisions, Bob Myers, may not be back with the Golden State Warriors, or this might just be a way to kind of shake some more money out of the organization, because let's be clear and let's be honest, it's not like the Warriors are hurting for cash. They just don't want to spend any more into that luxury tax, which is just continuing to grow, being repeaters. So a lot of question marks surrounding the Warriors, but while you have Steph Curry on that team, you can't let Steph Curry just exist. Can't let him go out there and be amazing. You want to go out there and compete for championships. And Draymond Green, you heard what Steve Kerr had to say about him. He was talking to Stephen A. Smith, Draymond Green was, and he said, if I didn't knock the daylights out of Jordan Poole, the team would be in a much better position right now. Listen to this.
Are you still playing if that stuff with Jordan Poole didn't happen early in the season?
I absolutely think so. I don't really think anyone could beat us. And I know we just lost. You know, I'm not taking anything away from the Los Angeles Lakers. We didn't lose. We're not playing right now because we lost to the Los Angeles Lakers. We're not playing right now because there was a ton of slippage due to me sitting back, me not saying anything, me trying to allow that situation to play itself out and giving it time to heal. There was 5 months of a season where slippage has just been occurring. And by February, if that slippage has been going on that long, you are who you are. And then also, I'm aware that Jordan struggled a little bit at times this year. Like, I get that. And had I not done that, the relationship we had, I could have been there for him. I could have carried him through that.
Right.
Wasn't necessarily able to do that once everything happened. And so I think I could have been of more service to him, helping him get through his tough times in the season as well, which obviously for us would have helped us as a team, because when he rolling, we roll.
I give him credit for admitting that. But still, man, you got to be on your best behavior, not tell everybody about it afterwards. We can look at a championship missed by the Warriors because of a Draymond suspension. We can look at a season. You just heard him. He feels like it went down the tube. He wasn't able to be the same type of leader as he had to kind of at least build up some type of trust. Like, nobody wants to hear that anymore from Draymond Green. You appreciate his honesty, but in the moment, can't be kicking dudes in between the legs, can't be stepping on dudes while they're on the ground, can't be punching your teammates and then telling everybody afterwards, yep, I screwed up. There comes a point in time where it's just like, hey, man, just stop screwing up. Just get the job done. Please, do us that favor. Someone who did not get the job done tonight, not the Warriors, they're out of action. I told you Joe Mazzulla just spoke with the media, and he was asked point blank, you just lost to the Heat at home. Why have the Celtics been garbage at home during the playoffs?
Joe, what happened in that third quarter?
Lost our offensive purpose, lost our game plan discipline, allowed them to get out in transition, get second chance shots, didn't guard the three-point line.
This is your fourth home loss. I know I asked you that question in practice yesterday, but again, you're 500 at home. How does that keep happening?
I don't think that has anything to do with the fact that, you know, we won three out of the four quarters. We got away from who we are in the third quarter, whether it's home or away. It's the details. It's the margins. It's the little things. We've shown we can do it both home and away, and I don't think that matters as much as what our mindset is during certain stretches.
He's been up in New England too long now. That man is like two lower octaves away from being Bill Belichick. The Miami Heat are now 9-3 this postseason. They're tied with the Denver Nuggets as having the best record here in the postseason. And in Miami, every round, it's just like, well, they won't do this. Well, they won't do that. Well, they won't do this. And I get it. It's only game one here against the Boston Celtics. But Miami is tied with the best record in the playoffs, 9-3 with the Denver Nuggets. And we've talked about this plenty of times to look at the playoffs and just say, there is not one team that is head and shoulders above the rest. Well, Miami and Denver, they're beating everybody up right now. And Draymond Green can sit around podcasting about how the Warriors would still be playing if he didn't punch Jordan Poole. But the reality is, we have no idea who's going to go out there and win this championship. When we have no idea what the future is going to look like. Speaking of the future, Draymond Green, there's so much talk around the Warriors. Does Bob Myers come back? Does Draymond Green come back? By the way, he holds a player option. Draymond can return for one more year at minimum if he should choose. Draymond Green, like everybody else, decided to chime in on this Victor Wembanyama scenario. Victor Wembanyama, what is he going to do in the NBA? How does Victor Wembanyama match up to LeBron James as a prospect? And this is what Draymond had to say about Wembanyama.
There has been a lot of talk on, is Wemby the best prospect since LeBron? I've saw some people say he's the best prospect ever. Of course, everyone's going to say that now, but let's not forget how big of a prospect LeBron James was. LeBron James was a phenom from 15 years old. LeBron James was the number one pick as a 15-year-old. So although we like to move on fast to the next thing, I'm just not going off the rail and saying he's a better prospect than LeBron. However, he is probably definitely the best prospect since LeBron and probably the second best prospect ever. Also, we tend to forget what type of prospect LeBron was because he did the unthinkable. What we thought of him as a prospect, he actually outlived and outdid what we thought of him as a prospect. So it's very easy now in today's day and age to say, oh, he's a better prospect than LeBron, because you forget how big of a prospect LeBron was because of how much he's done. But LeBron was a huge, crazy prospect.
Yeah, well, I don't think too many people have forgotten about that. And you know what? At the top of the hour, in a few minutes, I'm going to give you a new top six list. You just heard from Draymond about the attention that was put on LeBron James dating back to high school. I'm going to give you a top six list of the biggest NBA prospects ever. We're going to look at the entire history of the league. And I'm going to tell you about six individuals who have just entered into the NBA with more attention than anyone else. And speaking of attention, unfortunately for this guy, a lot of the attention is negative. This happens to be about Ja Morant. It's been reported, and I just looked it up as well, that Nike has already pulled Ja Morant's shoes from its store. And the last time that this was the case was around Kyrie Irving, and that was a predecessor to Nike dropping Kyrie Irving. And a lot of people, or there is legitimate speculation that Ja Morant might be given the boot from Nike, as Nike has, it's true. I can tell you that myself. Nike has pulled Ja Morant's shoes from its online shop. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, I'm going to give you that top six list. Top six prospects that the NBA has ever seen. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.